Judges 21, verse 25 says, "In those days, there was no king in Israel. Everyone did what was right in his own eyes." In this time in Israel's history, child sacrifices were happening. People went to pagan altars, and women were treated as slaves. One specific story that happened at this time in Judges 20 involved a concubine. For those who may not know, a concubine is a woman who lives with a man but has lower status than his wife or wives. The fact that men had concubines is a red flag in and of itself. The concubine was traveling with a Levite man, with whom she was in a relationship. The Levite and concubine took a stop to rest in a city as they travel. The man got drunk that night with someone in the city. The other men of the city took the concubine for themselves, and this led to her death. While there was a lot that does not make sense in that story, it illustrates the wickedness that was happening in Israel at the time. They lived in a culture of lawlessness. While the laws of God were in place, everyone did what was right in their own eyes. We also live in a time of lawlessness. Sin is everywhere and easy for the taking. You turn on your computer and access pornography from wherever you are sitting. You can turn on the TV and find people being hateful to each other on every news channel. You can go to the doctor and get any procedure done, no matter the impact it will have on the people around you. What used to be wrong is now accepted as right. While we may not be stuck in sin as deep as the people who were at the time of the judges, lawlessness is still very present. Sin is cheap and very accessible in this day and age. The biblical definition of lawlessness is those who knowingly, deliberately, and willfully rebel against the laws of God and man. Now, I wonder, do most people even realize that lawlessness is like the air that we breathe in this world? The Bible talks about lawlessness quite often. The truth is that we need laws. Without laws, the world would be in chaos. People would be able to live how they want with no consequences. People often think that the laws of God are oppressive. However, these laws are put in place to protect humanity. These laws were made for our benefit. When God tells us not to commit adultery, it is actually in our best interest. When we commit adultery, we ruin our relationships with our spouse and the people around us. It is good for us when God commands us to love our neighbor. We build good relationships with those around us. The problem becomes that people see these rules as restricting. We live in a time when these laws are ignored. This is what the Bible calls lawlessness. An early example of lawlessness is seen in the book of Judges. So how can the Christian remain on fire while living in such a lawless society? Matthew 24, verse 12 helps us with that. It says, "And because lawlessness will be increased, the love of many will grow cold." While this verse seems to only state a problem, within the problem is the solution. To fight lawlessness, we must not allow the love in our hearts to grow cold. The love in the heart is not talking about general love. Lawless people love all the time. They love their spouses, kids, friends, and even their lawless actions. The love that Matthew 24, verse 12 points to is the love for God. It is as though the more our love for God is fostered and it grows, the more we run away from darkness. Let's say you're in a house and it's completely dark. There's no reflection from the moon and stars, no light posts putting off light, and not even a car driving by. As soon as you turn on the light in your house, you now have a way to see. If you open your door, the darkness does not come streaming in. The darkness does not have the power to overcome the light. However, if you are in the dark and you light a match, the light overcomes the dark. The more light you have, the less darkness there is out there. Love for God is the light that overshadows the dark desire.
Weight loss solutions are not one size fits all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com.
Or lawlessness. So what does it look like to stay on fire for God in such a lawless time? We spend time with God and allow His love to transform us. This begs the question, are you spending time with God? If you are listening to this, this is a great starting point. Hearing the Word of God taught and preached is excellent. However, it must be more than that. Are you spending time seeking Him in prayer? Are you taking time to read the Word? Are you gathering in Christian community so that the Holy Spirit can shape you through the lives of others? If not, you're putting your heart at risk of allowing your love to grow cold. If you want to fight the lawlessness that can grow in your heart, you must allow the light of God's presence to be active in your life every day.
Have you ever had one of those days where it's just a fight? Where everything is a fight? Your journey to work seems like it's a struggle. You get to work and it's hostile that day. You go home and something unexpected happens. You get an unexpected letter or an unexpected bill. Then, next thing you know, there's an unexpected argument with your husband or wife. I mean, have you ever had a day where everything is a struggle? Everything is just a fight. You try to read the Word, but that becomes a fight. You try to pray, but that proves to be a fight too. You put some worship music on, but you find that you're still fighting. So in this case, what do? Well, I believe that when it appears to be impossible, when life is at its darkest, this is when you should call out to the Lord. David experienced days like this quite often. He must have, because all throughout the Psalms, there is this theme of calling out to the Lord. I mean, think about it. How many times do we read something along the lines of, "In my distress, I called upon the Lord. To my God, I cried for help." Or you might read something like, "Hear, O Lord, when I cry aloud. Be gracious to me and answer me." Today, dear listener, I want to encourage you to call on the Lord. The Bible says in Psalm 5, verses 1 through 12, "Listen to my words, Lord. Consider my lament. Hear my cry for help, my King and my God, for to you I pray. In the morning, Lord, you hear my voice. In the morning, I lay my request before you and wait expectantly. For you are not a God who is pleased with wickedness. With you, evil people are not welcome. The arrogant cannot stand in your presence. You hate all who do wrong. You destroy those who tell lies. The bloodthirsty and deceitful you, Lord, detest. But I, by your great love, can come into your house. In reverence I bow down toward your holy temple. Lead me, Lord, in your righteousness because of my enemies. Make your way straight before me. Not a word from their mouth can be trusted. Their heart is filled with malice. Their throat is an open grave. With their tongues they tell lies. Declare them guilty, O God. Let their intrigues be their downfall. Banish them for their many sins, for they have rebelled against you. But let all who take refuge in you be glad. Let them ever sing for joy. Spread your protection over them, that those who love your name may rejoice in you. Surely, Lord, you bless the righteous. You surround them with your favor as with a shield. Saints of God, there is a name that holds power. There is a name that chases away demonic spirits. There's a name that brings light in the midst of darkness. And that name is Jesus Christ.
Acts chapter 2 verse 17 says, "And it shall come to pass in the last days, says God, that I will pour out of my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. Your old men shall dream dreams." God has promised to pour out His Spirit on all flesh in the last days. Now my prayer to the Lord is that I would not be left out of this outpouring promised in the Bible. Our heart's cry is that the Lord would pour out His Spirit upon us. I encourage you to make sure your heart is not hardened to the call of Jesus Christ.
How do you focus on God instead of the obstacles of life? It's a valid question, right? We all have obstacles in this life. We will all come face to face with things that will threaten our faith in the Lord. We'll come up against opposition that may paralyze even the most courageous hearts with fear. But you see, over and over again in the Bible, we're told not to worry. We're told not to fear, not to be dismayed, not to be discouraged, but instead to look to the Lord as your deliverer. Look to the Lord as your rescuer. Look to the Lord as your help and source of strength. The eyes of the Lord are seeking those who are fully committed in Him, those who are fully trusting in Him. And so, dear friend, when you face obstacles in life, don't put your trust in people. Trust in God. Don't rely on people or things. Trust in God Almighty, because He is seeking. For the eyes of the Lord move to and fro throughout the earth, just looking for the person who is fully committed and confident in Him.
Fear is a liar, because fear leads you to forget all that God has done. One description of fear that I like says, "Fear is false evidence appearing real. Fear creates a cloud that makes you think you are alone. It creates a cloud that makes you blind to God's promises and His Word." And one way fear manifests itself in today's society is in the prevalence of anxiety disorders, stress-related diseases, and health conditions. Anxiety and stress are both the children of fear. We fear the future. We fear the past. We fear things we cannot control. And we don't want to admit that most of life is out of our control. We are not in control of when we're born or when we die. We are reminded of our lack of control when faced with an unwanted diagnosis or a natural disaster. This is why Jesus invites us and commands us not to worry. Matthew 6, verse 25 tells us, "Therefore, I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Jesus goes on to say in verse 33, "But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you." Jesus is telling us to let go of the illusion that we are the ones in control. Because while we are not in control, God is sovereign. He's always in control. While we don't know the future, God is already in the future. While we can't let go of the past, God is already in the past, working out your present and your future. The devil is the father of fear, but God is the master of the future. The devil is the warlock of worry, but Jesus is the prince of peace. The devil is the architect of anxiety, but the Holy Spirit is the conduit of comfort. The Lord tells us in Isaiah 41, verse 10, "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." As believers, our lives should not be dictated by fear, but rather our faith. Our lives should not be crippled by worry, but rather empowered by encouragement.
You may be feeling tired and weary from the battles you fought, and you may possibly be worried that those same battles will be awaiting you in the morning. But allow me to encourage you. When you feel outnumbered, when your problems look like they are an army marching in your direction, do what blind Bartimaeus did. In Luke 18, verses 37 through 38, the Bible says, "They told him Jesus of Nazareth is passing by. He called out, 'Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me.'" And so, should you find yourself in need of divine intervention, do what this man did and call out to Jesus Christ. When you feel cornered and your back is against the wall, when the enemy looks to have you surrounded, then open your Bible to 2 Kings 6, verses 17 through 18, and draw strength from the fact that when Elisha's servant became fearful because they were surrounded by their enemies, here's what the Bible says about Elisha's response. "Then Elisha prayed and said, 'O Lord, please open his eyes that he may see.' So the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw. And behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. And when the Syrians came down against him, Elisha prayed to the Lord and said, 'Please strike this people with blindness.' So he struck them with blindness in accordance to the prayer of Elisha." So I encourage you to pray that God would open your eyes so that you would firstly not be afraid. And secondly, when God opens your eyes and you begin to see the hedge of protection around you, and you begin to see the angels that encamp around you, you can begin to draw strength from that, from the fact that Jesus Christ is on your side. When you feel tired and frustrated, cry out in prayer. Cry out in praise. There is only but one God who can give you rest. Only Jesus can lead you beside still waters. Only Jesus Christ can renew your strength. So don't be discouraged with what you're facing. Don't be disheartened at the events of today. Nor should you be preoccupied and worry about what could come tomorrow. Instead, call unto Jesus Christ today, in this very moment. Whatever situation you face this day, God wants you to call on Him, because His word in Isaiah 65, verse 24, it says, "Before they call, I will answer. While they are still speaking, I will hear." Psalm 50, verse 15 in the Bible says, "Call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you, and you shall glorify me." And so I want to encourage you. When you look at God's word, when you look at his promises, he says, trust me in your times of trouble and I'll rescue you. He says, abide in me and I will restore you. He says, come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. So let your hope be found in God. He has the perfect solution each and every time. So call on him, whether it's day or night, whether you're in a season of darkness or light.
Acts chapter 2, verse 17 says, and it shall come to pass in the last days, says God, that I will pour out of my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. Your old men shall dream dreams. God has promised to pour out his spirit on all flesh in the last days. Now my prayer to the Lord is that I would not be left out of this outpouring promised in the Bible. Our heart's cry is that the Lord would pour out his spirit upon us. I encourage you to make sure your heart is not hardened to the call of Jesus Christ. Make sure your schedule is not so busy that you will miss your divine appointment with God in your prayer closet. Blind Bartimaeus refused to let Jesus just pass him by. In Mark chapter 10, verse 47, the Bible says, when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. We too must have that same attitude. We need to be crying out to the Lord. Don't pass by without pouring out your spirit over my life, over my home, over my family. Do not pass me by, O gentle Savior. We should be yearning for Jesus Christ of Nazareth to have mercy on us.
Lowe's knows you've got a job to do, and we help get it done. With the MyLowe's Pro Rewards program, eligible members save more. With volume discounts on qualifying orders through a quote of $2,000 or more. Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Offer can't be combined with any other discount, contract, and or special pricing. Exclusions, more terms, and restrictions apply. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.